KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school volleyball postseason action, regional play continued in 1A and 2A last night. In Class 1A matches, it was Stanton beating Bedford 3-1. Coon Rapids Bayard outlasting Guthrie Center 3-2. Exira EHK topping Adair Casey 3-1. Griswold beat Lennox 3-0. Westwood over Boyer Valley 3-2. Murray beat Mount Air 3-2. Fremont Mills topping Sydney 3-2. And it was Arweva over Woodbine 3-0. Those winners all moving on in 1A tournament play. In Class 2A regional play last night, Southwest Valley beat Earlham 3-0. South Central Calhoun, a winner over Audubon in 3 straight. Lawton Bronson beat Maple Valley 3-0. Tri-Center over Missouri Valley 3-2. It was Trainer topping IKM Manning in 3. And St. Albert, a 3-sweep over Underwood last night. Those 2A winners also advancing on in tournament play. Well, tournament play begins tonight for high school football teams around the region as the Iowa High School football playoffs get underway this evening. In action around this area, we have a couple of games that we're planning to cover tonight. Game you'll hear here on KJAN Radio, AM 1220 and FM 101.1, has Exira EHK playing on the road at Sydney this evening. Now, Sydney head coach Donnie Sears said, you know, Exira EHK is having to deal with a tough break, not having Drew Peppers, but he says they're still a pretty good team.
I don't know if there's any better football player in 8-man in the state of Iowa than Drew Peppers, and it's unfortunate for him and his team that he's unable to play. And we wish him well, and if they make it past tonight, I hope he gets to return. But, you know, without him, they're still pretty good. You know, you saw he was like 85 to 90% of their total offense when he played. And the 2 games they stumbled, I'm sure they were on the fly trying to make adjustments in that Newell Fonda game. And then they gave Boyer Valley everything they wanted and more in that football game without him. And then the final week, you know, they've all settled in. They've realized they're going to be a good football team even without Drew. So we're going to get a very good football team when that is tonight. And like I said, it's maybe not the most perfect matchup when you're thinking district runner-up versus a 3, but that's what we got.
Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson inserted Brady Hansen as the quarterback, and coach says he's helped the team improve.
I think we're progressively getting better. To me, it's kind of like you're in week 4 with a different quarterback, and you know we've got him, and we've got Kyle Peterson taking some reps also back there, and then we'll throw in some Wildcats. So, you know, it's kind of done by committee, but Brady Hansen's played extremely well. You know, he throws a great ball, and you know, when someone's started 32 games in a row for you, 33, you're not just going to be able to put somebody in there that and expect them to be successful right away. It takes time. So he's doing very well.
Well, Sydney, according to Coach Peterson, is a very well-balanced offense.
You know, Michael Coates is their quarterback, and he's also a running quarterback. He's thrown for over 1,000 yards, 17 touchdowns to just 3 interceptions. That's the number one guy you look at from back there. But their best player, I feel, is Eric Rodriguez. You know, it's their tailback, 5'10", 200 pounds, runs extremely hard. And, you know, they got some tall receivers also. You know, at this time of the year, it's assignment football. All 8 guys are going to be on the same page, you know. So communication is going to be central for us to be successful as usual. And I think our kids are up for the challenge. You know, it's the first road game we've actually ever played in the playoffs. So it's time for our kids to, it's just that time of year. You know, you win or go home.
We'll have that game for you live tonight. Chris will have the call of that ball game for you here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can also hear it on our regular stream at KJAN.com. Now, other 8-man games around the region tonight include Arweva at Glidden-Ralston, East Union at Fremont Mills, Guthrie Center playing at Newell Fonda, Boyer Valley hosting Harris Lake Park, Coon Rapids Bayard at home to Lennox, and Stanton visits Lamoni tonight. Now, also tonight on the TV page at KJAN.com, we'll have audio only this evening, but you'll be able to catch the Griswold Logan Magnolia Class A first round matchup tonight. Logan Magnolia downed Griswold earlier in the season, but Andy Everett, Griswold's head coach, says Logan Magnolia is just a well-schooled team.
They do a really good job of getting off the ball, and they run really hard, and they pursue well on defense, so they're a good physical team. It's not that they're real big or anything, but they're all fast. So they're a good, solid team.
And they're also the number one ranked team in Class A. Logan Magnolia head coach Matt Strait is saying that, you know, that 48-16 win by Logan Magnolia over Griswold about 3 weeks ago, people really shouldn't be looking at that score and assuming what will happen.
I'm sure a lot of people are doing that, but they probably shouldn't. If you saw the game and watched the game again, we caught some breaks that game, I think. The first play from scrimmage, we stepped in front of one of their passes and took it for a touchdown. I think we gave our kids confidence and maybe dropped the heads to some of their kids. So they spotted 7 points to start the game, and when you're the favorite going in, that can certainly influence the rest of the game, and I think that did.
Again, we'll have that game for you on the TV page at KJAN.com tonight. I'll have the call of that game from Logan this evening. Other Class A matchups include Bedford hosting Earlham and Audubon at home against Westwood tonight. Also, Class A football locally, Panorama hosts Eddyville-Blakesburg. IKM Manning is home to Madrid. AHSTW will host Ogden at Avoca tonight, and Underwood visits Van Meter. Also in 2A, Clarinda is home to Kemper Catholic. In 3A, Carroll hosting ADM. Creston's at home to Greene County. Knoxville visits Dallas Center Grimes, and Winterset is at Carlisle. Also in Class 4A, Lewis Central will host Abraham Lincoln in first-round play tonight. Iowa freshman wide receiver Derek Willis is leaving the program, and sophomore running back LaShawn Daniels Jr. is out for the rest of the season because of an undisclosed injury. Coach Kirk Ferentz says Willis is expected to transfer to be closer to his father, who's having health issues. Willis caught 4 passes for 71 yards this season. The player from Rock Island, Illinois, was considered one of the program's most promising young talents. Daniels rushed for 42 yards on 14 carries this season, playing behind Mark Wiseman and Jordan Canzeri. The Hawkeyes will host Northwestern Saturday. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. Iowa is still in control of its destiny in the West Division, but a collapse could be imminent if the Hawkeyes don't make major progress over the next few weeks. Iowa's rush defense was broken down repeatedly in its last 2 games. The Hawkeyes are also thinner at linebacker now that Reggie Spearman is suspended for the next 2 games after he was charged with drunk driving last weekend. The offense remains among the worst in the Big Ten, and the sudden departure of wide receiver Derek Willis will further test Iowa's ability to push defenses. Iowa kicks off a stretch of 5 games in 28 days with Saturday's game against Northwestern. Well, the College Football Playoff Selection Committee has unveiled the first of 7 top 25 rankings, and there's good news for 3 SEC teams, none of which is Alabama. Mississippi State and ACC powerhouse Florida State are 1 and 2 in the ranking. The Bulldogs and Seminoles are 2 of the last 3 unbeaten teams left in the FBS. Auburn is 3rd, followed by SEC rival Mississippi to round out the current projected semifinalists for the first FBS playoff. Oregon is on the outside looking in at number 5. Alabama is 6th in the ranking after moving up to 3rd in the AP poll. TCU is 7th, followed by Michigan State, Kansas State, and Notre Dame. The final rankings will be released December 7th. The Kansas City Royals have stretched the World Series to the limit. The Royals forced a 7th game by erupting for 7 runs in the second inning in a 10-0 rout of the Giants last night. 8 Royals scored a run or drove in a run or did both during that rally. Lorenzo Cain hit a 2-run single, and Eric Hosmer added a 2-run double before Billy Butler capped the barrage with an RBI double. Cain went 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs, and Mike Moustakas was 2-for-4 with a solo homer, a couple of ribbies, and 2 runs scored. Winning pitcher Yordano Ventura was outstanding over 7 innings, giving up 3 hits and 5 walks with 4 strikeouts. Jason Fraser and Tim Collins each threw an inning of relief to complete that 6-hitter. Jeremy Guthrie gets the ball tonight for Kansas City against Tim Hudson in a rematch of Game 3, won by Kansas City 3-2. The 39-year-old Hudson will become the oldest Game 7 starter in World Series history. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.